Sean climbed into the Suburban and slammed the door. Is hell frozen over? Don't flatter yourself, his oldest brother said. I'm not happy to be working with you either. Glad we agree for once. Have your men in black drive me home. Jace Quinn nodded to the driver watching in the rearview mirror. The Suburban bumped off the curb and smoothly ran a red light, the glow washing Jace's tense profile in soft rose hues. I need you to identify something. His tone was low, not because of the goons in front, because he was embarrassed to ask for help. Sean was the youngest of five black Irish boys from the South Side. His older brothers, aged a year apart, had dominated their rough neighborhood growing up. They were collectively responsible for the state football championship trophies the high school still proudly displayed, and each had signed up for multiple tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then there was Sean, 7 years younger than the pack, uninterested in team sports, skeptical of the patriotic dogma masking the blundering greed for oil that had given rise to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. But his worst faults in the Quinn family's eyes? His archaeology and fine arts degrees. Conserving and restoring art for a living. Devouring opera and classical literature in his downtime. Yeah, it was all fun and games bashing baby brother's sissy lifestyle until they needed his expertise. Sean thumbed the road behind him. I live in the opposite direction. Jason inhaled like he was about to go off on a rant, then glanced at the men in front and exhaled, jaw tight. We think another avenue opened up and artifacts are being smuggled in through O'Hare. I just need you to authenticate something so we can begin tracing it to ISIL operations. Newsflash, you and I were a disaster working in the same organization. Knock off the histrionics. You quit because I made you look bad.
Because you took all the credit for work I did.
Sean shook his head mutely, staring ahead. Besides, the contract anthropologist works normal hours. I want to tag this smuggler tonight, red-handed. Ah, yes. No human on Earth was more dangerous than Jason Robert Quinn with something to prove. That explained this mini-kidnapping. Jace, a former SEAL, was still incensed at being hired at the bottom of the FBI operations hierarchy. In a nod to Lady Irony, special agents were required to have a college degree. Given Jace's military expertise, the Chicago field office was piloting a new associate program, fast-tracking vets like Jace into SA positions while they attended night school. But at the moment, Jace was still humping along as a lowly special agent associate. Both the driver and crew cut stayed silent. If either of them were in charge, they'd have done the talking, which meant this late-night espionage trip was Jace's idea, and probably not even sanctioned by the FBI. Shouldn't you three have a special agent supervising you? His brother cuffed him, which wasn't uncommon. Crewcut chuckled a nasty sound. Sean rubbed his head, hardly registering the blow as much as the double sting to his pride. First, he hated his baby brother role. He was 29 and a magna cum laude, and yet, here he was, speeding toward O'Hare against his will. And second, he hated his need to matter in some tiny way to his superhero brother. Despite protesting, he was going along with this mission with all the starch of a wet noodle. Why not admit it? He was intrigued to use his intellect to assist the FBI again, and the treacherous baby brother puffed with pride at being chosen for the ride-along.